How you doing, Dennis?
Oh, I can't complain about too much. I just can't wait for your movie, man.
Yeah, it's an exciting time, man.
All right,
man. You know what? You forgot. See, because he's a male, you forgot to say the sexy Chadwick. Okay.
Oh.
Because. Yeah. I feel you. I feel you. I've been watching your IMDb, baby. I know what you're going through. Okay.
All right now.
Yeah.
Now get ready. After 42 comes out on the 12th, April 12th, you won't be able to go to the grocery store. So just get ready for it, okay?
It's already getting a little crazy.
It is?
Wow.
Yeah.
What's happening? What's happening? Tell me.
Nah. I just got to wear a hood right now. So. Every once in a while, pulling out the hood now. So,
really,
no matter. It's 90 degrees. He got a hoodie on. It's okay. That's all right. It's all right, man. So, first of all, when you talk about the figure of Jackie Robinson and what he means, not just in sports, mm-hmm. but in not just in Black history, but in American history, how he changed everything. Was it a daunting task for you to take on that role?
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible responsibility, and you know, at first you celebrate it, obviously, but then you start thinking about what everybody's going to have something to say about this, mm-hmm. and when someone hears about you doing it, and they talk to you, it's like, whoa, Jackie Robinson, man, that's a heavy piece there. You don't necessarily know what they mean by it because everybody has their own interpretation
right.
of this hero. Mm-hmm. And so I realized that everybody had their own stake in him. I realized that the kids would get to know him based on, like, they would watch this movie and know him from my performance. And so that pressure is there. But I think, you know, the greatest pressure is from the family. You know, not to say that they did anything, you know, to scare me. Mm-hmm. Rachel Robbins definitely challenged me, you know, in terms of playing the role. But I didn't want to let them down.
Right. So Jackie Robinson's widow, she give you some pressure, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Was she on the set?
She came to the set. Yes, she came to the set. She didn't come every day, but she, you know, she visited, she consulted even when the script was being written. Like, she would read different drafts of the script. And so when I met her, you know, I met her down at her office of the Jackie Robinson Foundation on mm-hmm. Barrack Street. And when you go in, you feel like you're about to meet the queen. Like, it dawned on me, like, she's regal. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing she said to me was, you know, if we had made this movie when I was in this movie, Sidney Poitier would have played your role.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Wow.
Whoa. No pressure.
I was like, well, okay. And then she said, Denzel was supposed to play him.
Mm-hmm.
And now we ended up with you.
Wow.
Wow.
So who are you? You know, and so that's just the beginning of the conversation.
Well, you now, did she see the finished product? Did she see the movie? And what did she say afterwards?
Oh, yeah. No. I wasn't with her when she saw the finished product. The first time I saw the movie was last week at the White House. And but in both occasions, she was, you know, completely satisfied and hugged me, was overjoyed. And, you know, she told us we did a great job. And she said basically that, you know, not only did it help her to remember the difficult parts of the time, but it helped to remember the joy of that time. So it was the most fulfilling part of this process, just seeing her satisfied with it.
Well, that's great. Good I can't job. Wait. April 12th, the movie opens, 42, Jackie Robinson. Hey, also, real quick, I understand you got The Kill Hole, a story about a man who's forced to face his violent past. That's going to be released straight to DVD and iTunes on April 9th and at Target and Walmart. So congratulations on everything. I can't wait to see 42, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Chad Bozeman, TJMS.
Yes.
Yo, thank you guys for having me.